Britney Spearsova, Angela Merkelova, Venus Williamsova. This is how some of the world's most famous women are referred to in Czech. The ova suffix is widely used in Czech to denote it's a woman you're talking about. Czech women who wanted to ditch the ova and use the masculine form of their surname were only allowed to do so as recently as 2004, and this is still very much the exception to the rule. A row erupted over whether the ova form was outdated last week when a TV sports commentator got into trouble when she refused to use it. In light of the uproar, Rosie Johnson spoke to one of the ova's biggest defenders, linguist Jiří Kraus. He claims it's an important part of the Czech national identity.
Yes, I think it's a typical mark of all flective languages. For example, if you say František's dog, you add S to František. It's a mark of normal English, I think. And Czech is a very flective language with many changes in the forms. So it's useful and regular to add ova.
But then there is a sort of feminist lobby here in the Czech Republic, which says, I'm not Mr. Novaks. You know, you were saying just there, it's the same as a sort of genitive adding an S on the end, saying Pani Novakova is like Mr. Novak's wife. Don't you think that's quite old fashioned?
It's quite normal. If you are Novakova in Czech, so if you live in Canada, it's quite usual that you are Novak. But you must get used to it in a normal, in standard Czech, in the conversation. It's quite ordinary to say Novakova. You must get used to it, and there are neighbors in the house. There are many friends who call you Novakova, and it's very difficult to say them, no, don't change my name and say Novak.
But what about with foreign names? Novakova or Novak is a Czech name. But for example, I'm Rosie Johnston. I've seen Rosie Johnstonova written before. That's not my name. Isn't that a bit of a problem?
Yes, but for example, if I call a foreigner, for example, Johnston, in Czech I say, řeknu to panu Johnstonovi. It's the same thing when I speak Czech. So everybody must get used to it that there is a declension in Czech and there are many possibilities to change as all flective languages do.
Adding an ova onto the end of a name, especially maybe a long foreign name, adds two syllables to that name. Doesn't it make it rather difficult to say in many cases, and maybe sometimes even kind of comic sounding? If you've got someone called Mrs. Antoniades and you make her Mrs. Antoniadesova, isn't that a bit of a mouthful?
Yes, there are many examples that we don't change the name with ova, but I think that there are really exceptions. If, for example, you listen to the radio or to the television and there are for about 50 feminine names, I think it would be better to change them into ova. But I believe that Sophia Loren, Greta Garbo, Brigitte Bardot are not only the names, but also the marks for exceptionality, for example.
And that was linguist Jiří Kraus speaking there to Rosie Johnson, or should that be Rosie Johnston?